I was named for my great-grandfather, John Tollefson, who landed in Lake Wobegon in the center of Minnesota from Voss, Norway, in 1880. Lake Wobegon was a rough town then, where all on one block for less than $5 you could get a tattoo, a glass of gin, and a social disease, and have enough left over to get in a poker game. But Lutherans civilized it. They were hard workers, indifferent to vice. John and his wife Sina came from Voss and begat Einar, and Einar and Beata, Bertie, begat Byron, and Byron and Mary begat me, John, a third of five children, with Bill and Diana ahead of me, and Ronnie, Byron Jr., and Judy after. It was a good place to grow up in, Lake Wobegon. Kids migrated around town as free as birds and did their stuff, put on coronations and executions in the long, dim train shed and the deserted depot, fought the Indian Wars, made ice forts and lobbed grenades at each other, dammed up the spring melt in the gutters, swam at the beach, raced bikes in the alley. You were free, but you knew how to behave. You didn't smart off to your elders, and if a lady you didn't know came by and told you to blow your nose, you blew it. Your parents sent you off to school with lunch money and told you to be polite and do what the teacher said, and if there was a problem at school, it was most likely your fault and not the school's. Your parents were large and slow afoot, and they did not read books about parenting. And when they gathered with other adults at Lutheran church suppers or family get-togethers, they didn't talk about schools or about prevailing theories of child development. They did not weave their lives around yours. They had their own lives, which were mysterious to you. I remember the day I graduated from tricycle to two-wheeler, a big day. I wobbled down Green Street and made a U-turn and waved to Mother on the front porch, and she wasn't there. She had tired of watching me and gone in. I was shocked at her lack of interest. I went racing around the corner onto McKinley Street, riding very fast so I'd have big tales to tell her. And I raced down the hill past the Catholic church, and the old black mutt ran out to greet me, and I swerved and skidded on loose gravel and tumbled off the bike onto the pavement and skinned myself and lay on the tar, weeping, hoping for someone to come pick me up. But nobody came. The dog barked at me to get up. I limped three blocks home with skin scraped off my forearm and knee, my eyes brimming with tears, and when I came into the kitchen, she looked down at me and said, "It's only a scrape. Go wash it off. You're okay." She gave me a fresh, soft peanut butter cookie. She wiped the last remaining tears from my cheek. She said, "Go outside and play. You're all right." In Lake Wobegon, you learned about being all right. Life is complicated, so think small. You can't live life in raging torrents. You have to take it one day at a time. And if you need drama, read Dickens. My dad said you can't plant corn and date women at the same time. It doesn't work. One thing at a time. The lust for world domination. It's the life of the raccoon, a swashbuckling animal who goes screaming into battle one spring night, races around, wins a mate, carries on a heroic raccoon career, only to be driven from the creek bed the next spring by a young stud who leaves teeth marks in your butt and takes away your girlfriend, and you lie wounded and weeping in the ditch. Later that night you crawl out of the sumac and hurl yourself into the path of oncoming headlights. Your carcass lies on the hot asphalt to be picked at by crows. Nobody misses you much. Your babies grow up and do the same thing. Nothing is learned. This is a life for bank robbers. It's not a life for sensible people. The urge to be top dog is a bad urge, inevitable tragedy. A sensible person seeks to be at peace, to read books, know the neighbors, take walks, enjoy his portion, live to be 80, and wind up fat and happy, although a little wistful when the first coronary walks up and slugs him in the chest. Nobody's meant to be a star. Charisma's pure fiction, and so is brilliance. It's the dummies who sit on the dais, and it's the smart people who sit in the dark near the exits. That is the Lake Wobegon view of life. When I was 10, I got absorbed in the Flambeau family novels in the Lake Wobegon library and devoured them all in one summer, one by one,